Okay, I'm doing my top 10 Monster Girl anime list. Monster Girl is a genre in which a human has a romantic or sexual relationship with a monster. While most Monster Girl series made in the West suck, see Twilight and Disney Zombies as examples, Japan has made several good ones by focusing on a male human, although there are a few with a female one. A harem of multiple female monsters and a lot of comedy added into it. And in some cases, they minimize the romance aspect and focus on cute female monsters doing cute things. Number 10, Harem in the Labyrinth of Another World. High school student Michio Kaga was wandering aimlessly through life and the internet when he finds himself transported from a shady website to a fantasy world. Reborn as a strong man who can use cheat powers, he uses his powers to become an adventurer, earn money, and buy various non-human sex slaves to form his very own harem, including a wolfkin, a dwarf, a catkin, an elf, and a dragon. Let's watch the trailer.
この世界が生きづらいなら、異世界で生きればいい。
そんなことが書かれた怪しげなネットゲームを見つけた少年、日曜。
この世に絶望していた日曜は、誘われるようにゲームをやり始める。
世界観の設定やキャラメイクを終えた日曜を待っていたのは、
自らのことなど誰も知る者がいない、本物の異世界だった。
テレビアニメーション、異世界迷宮でハーレムを。
ご覧の時間から放送開始です。
And number 9, To Love Ru. A human teenager named Rito Yuki accidentally gets engaged to an alien princess named Lala from the planet Devilouk when she teleports naked into his bathroom. Unfortunately for him, now there are a ton of other women trying to get his attention, both human and alien alike. Lala's exes want him dead, and Lala's father is literally the intergalactic version of the devil, and is known as the ruler of the most warlike empire in the galaxy. And let's watch the trailer. Interesting fact, that is actually one of the first four ecchi anime I ever watched. The other three were Shuffle, Mabuhiro, and The Familiar of Zero. Number 8, She's the Strongest Bride, But I'm Stronger in Night Battles, a harem chronicle of advancing through cunning tactics. Compelled to marry a royal demoness and put to work on the battlefield and in her bedroom, Albert finds his new life in another world anything but peaceful. Yet, thanks to his knowledge of Earth's history, Albert is able to launch a revolution and is having a ball doing it alongside his sexy demon bride. This is a ecchi Monster Girl harem manga, by the way. Doesn't have an anime yet. I want it to at some point, but right now it doesn't have an anime. It's only manga. And number 7, Farming Life in Another World. After Hiraku dies of a serious illness, God brings him back to life, gives his health and youth back, and sends him to a fantasy world of his choice in order to enjoy his second shot as a farmer. God bestows upon him the almighty farming tool. Soon, Hiraku attracts the attention of multiple non-human women, including vampires, angels, dragons, beastkin, demons, and ogres. And his farm becomes a farming village. Oh, elves too, by the way. Let's watch the trailer. Number 6, Monster Girl Doctor. In the town of Lindworm, where monsters and humans coexist, Dr. Glenn runs an exemplary medical clinic for monster girls with his Lamia assistant, Safi. Whether receiving a marriage proposal by a centaur injured in battle, palpitating the injury of a mermaid, or suturing the delicate wounds of a flesh golem, Dr. Glenn performs his job with grace and confidence.
100年の長きにわたる人間と魔族の戦争は終わり、双方に少しずつ交流が生まれ始めた。そしてここリンドブルムの町では、人間と魔族が当たり前のように共存するようになった。
僕、魔族専門医のグレン・リトバイトと、
その助手をしております、私サーフェは、
今日もリンドブルムの町で診療中です。
さまざまな症状を抱えたたくさんの魔族が、人間である先生を頼りにしているんですからね。もう少しご自分の立場を自覚していただかないと困りますよ。
うん、頑張るよ。僕としてはただただ真剣に治療に向き合っているだけなのだけれど、
私は怒ってなんかいませんよ。ただこれ以上のライバルの出現は絶対に許せません。
モンスター娘のお医者さん、7月放送開始。
By the way, my favorite characters in that one are the Lamia, Safi, the dragon, Scotty Dragonfelt, and the female Cthulhu, Dr. Cthulhu. Number 5, Monster Musume, Everyday Life with Monster Girls. 3 years ago, the world learned that harpies, centaurs, catgirls, and all manners of fabulous creatures are not merely fiction. They are flesh and blood, not to mention scale, feather, horn, and fang. Thanks to the Cultural Exchange Between Species Act, these once mythical creatures have assimilated into society, or at least they're trying. When a hapless human teenager named Kurusu Kimihito is inducted as a volunteer into the government exchange program, his world is turned upside down. A Lamia, a Harpy, a Centaur, an Arachne, a Slime, a Mermaid, and a Dullahan come to live with him and develop romantic feelings for him, and it is Kurisu's job to take care of them and make sure they integrate into his everyday life.
To deflower her either.
What do you mean?
They've got the parts that matter. Has she propositioned you? The girls can be pretty frisky, you know.
It's my first time, so I don't really know how to do this.
No! What are you doing? Why are you naked?
Oh, darling! And of course we can't forget the secret ingredient. It's my burning hot love. My name's Poppy. I'm Poppy, the Happy Poppy Harpy.
Harpy Happy what now?
I am known as Centaurea Shianus, a member of the proud Centaur race. Could you be the man who's destined to be my master?
I can't believe you fainted when I caught you. Humans are so delicate.
I'm sorry I ran off, but I'm glad I can make everything better. Because now I know I love my master.
All I want is to experience profound and dramatic love that will never be returned. I'm more than happy to support all of you in your quest for the master's heart.
Well, darling, as long as you don't break any of the rules, I'm sure you'll be just fine.
Darling!
Darling! You sure are full of energy this morning, aren't you?
By the way, my favorite characters in that one are Appy the Harpy and Ragnera the Arachne. And number 4, to save the world, can he wake up the morning after with a demi-human? This one's another manga that doesn't have an anime yet, by the way, but it's one I want to get an anime at some point in the future. A high school student named Hironori Tabata, with a medical condition that causes him to fall unconscious whenever he gets sexually aroused, discovers that his seed will create either the next chosen one or the next demon king, depending on who the mother is, and now multiple monster girls from both the good and evil factions, including an angel, a dragon newt, a mermaid, a tree folk girl, a dwarf, a dark elf, a beast folk girl, a harpy, multiple demons, a giant, and many others all want to get pregnant with his baby, and in their minds, his consent is not exactly required. Number 3, Peter Grill and the Philosopher's Time. Upon winning a fighting tournament and being crowned the world's strongest warrior, Peter Grill discovers a downside to his newfound fame. Women of all species, from ogres to elves, are scrambling over each other for his seed to ensure they have the strongest babies possible. Poor Peter just wants to settle down with his lovey-dovey fiance, but he'll have to outmatch, outwit, and outrun a harem of very determined monster girls to do so. By the way, my number one anime waifu of all time is Gabuko the Goblin from this anime. Let's watch the trailer.
あの日二人ほのかな明かりに照らされた今も残るこの心に譲れない想い
Number two, Interspecies Reviewers. In this comedy series, a human, an elf, and an angel go to various Monster Girl brothels and have sex with different types of monster prostitutes, then write reviews about the experience. Let's check out the trailer.
さあ、みんな一緒に！スケベが大好き！強くなりたい鍛え続けた己の武器を
今振る時だ
Let's go to paradise
冒険者なら楽園目指し
一目気にせずに
可愛いエルフ見つけた
いよいよいつも聞く井戸
こっちのお店はどうですか
This is actually one of the few anime that is better than the manga. I've read the manga and watched the anime. The anime adds stuff that's not in the manga. The anime is lewder. And in this case, that makes it better. I wish it would get a season 2 adapting the Demon Lord Alliance arc. Because what we don't have in the anime is really good. And the anime, like I said, it added lewd scenes that were not in the manga. So it improved upon this, on the source material. The anime is the better version, but the manga is the longer version. And now for finally number one, another one that's just manga, not an anime. I want it to get one, but it probably won't due to the fact that the creator is, well, too based. Let's put it that way. A scientist with a Monster Girl obsession named Daisuke Kuramasubi gets transported to another world and decides to build a harem containing a wife from every single species of monster. Meanwhile, his friend, Aishi Oritsu, has also been transported to the same world and ends up becoming ruler of a kingdom of goblins, orcs, and lamias in the mountains. The series also has two spin-offs called Aishi Oritsu's Another World Creature Girls Survival Journal and Into the Deepest, Most Unknowable Dungeon, which share the same universe. Although those two are not as good as the main series, they're still good, and I'd recommend reading all three. And for the record, my favorite waifus in this are the Red Caps and the Oni Skellis and the Goblins. Those are like the three best what types of monster girls in this series. Anyway, that's it. Happy Valentine's Day. This is John D. Hyena, Agent of Social Media, Chaos, Chaos Goblin, Chaos Reviews, and High Priest of the Church of Waifu, signing off.